Where is it going to? This is a field. It's a branch in the science of tafsir, where our scholars have written books on it. That Imam Ad-Damaghani in his book Al-Wujuh wal-Nadhair, very important book. No mufassir, anybody doing tafsir, that should be without that very book. It's very important. Now we move on to the next item. Narrations on trials, on fitna, and on affliction. Now I intend to quote the ahadith, the riwayat, the narrations, the transmissions contained in our books of authorities concerning end time prophecies. Before dwelling on the hadith in Abu Dawud talking about Muslims as floating what? Fall. That is going to be the very end. Because of its direct relevance and bearing to the contemporary society. Now, I said earlier, Al-Imam Al-Bukhari alayhi rahmatullah has 26 chapters under the book of Al-Fitna. But I will quote only the 5th chapter, the 2nd chapter, and the 6th chapter to hear what they have said. In the 2nd chapter, there is hadith number 6529 in Sahih Bukhari. Hadith number 6529 in the book of afflictions, the end time prophecies, 26 chapters. In the 2nd chapter, he has this riwayah, باب قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فترون بعدي أمورا تنكرونها. فترون بعدي أمورا تنكرونها. The chapter in which the Prophet has said, you are going to witness things abominable after my demise, after my departure, you will see a lot of things contrary to my teachings. The beginning of the fitna, the beginning of the bala, the beginning of the musiba, drifting away from the true teaching taught, preached by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understood and practiced by the pious predecessors of this ummah. He says, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ بَعْدِي أَثَرَةً وَأُمُورًا تُنْكِرُونَهَا. You will see this after me. Then the Prophet said, Ya Rasulullah, if Allah prolongs our lives to witness this time, what is your advice to us? He says, أَدُّوا إِلَيْهِمْ حَقَّهُمْ وَصَلَّ حَقَّهُمْ. You will see leaders, okay, accumulating wealth, wealth belonging to you, but they will corner the resources for their own personal aggrandizement. The Prophet mentions this at the fitna, an end-time prophecy. Are we seeing it or are we seeing that? Are we seeing a practicalization manifesting or not? He said it for many years and it is happening today. Somebody, just because he has access to the corridor of power, he makes people's property his personal ownership. Fitna. This will happen when the world comes to an end. And the Muslim will be given Allah chance, or Allah's hujjah will be established on the Muslims if they witness this despotic leadership disobeying Allah, and yet the Ummah is clapping for such leadership. In a hadith, the Prophet has warned against calling a fasiq a leader. He said, don't call munafiqi our leader. If you call him your leader, you have angered your creator. What is it happening today? If somebody can dish out, if he can give, morality can go to hell. Waliyahubillah. The beginning of fitna. Materialistic way of life. Okay? So this is quotation number one. But they said, Ya Rasulullah, what should we do? He said, no. If your lives are spilled, witness these efforts, give those leaders their right. If they have denied you your own right, ask Allah to give you your right. Because don't open any gate for troubles, for blood leaching. This is Islam. If in the course of doing something that is going to be killing, don't do that. Okay? That is qaida. If you do this, that is going to be benefit. But in doing it, that is going to be misfortune. And they come together. And the misfortune is by far bigger. Allow that little benefit to go away for the sake of blocking the chances of killing people of blood relation. But it is a fitna that is going to come during the end of times. The second quotation in that chapter, in that book, is the fifth chapter. In it, Imam al-Bukhari has this hadith, which is hadith number 6537. He says, Babu Zuhuri Fitna. Chapters are talking about the emergence of fitna trials during the end of time. And then he calls the hadith of Abi Hurairah. In eight, it says, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يتقارب الزمان وينقص العمل ويلقى الشح وتظهر الفتن ويكفر الحرج قالوا يا رسول الله أيما هو قال القتل القتل لهذه I told you this is Sahih Bukhari hadith number 5 27 37. The Prophet, when they will come to an end, يتقارب الزمان, days will be near to each other. That is, a month will be at least just 10 days. يتقارب الزمان. Is it happening or is not happening today? It used to take you how many days to travel from Kaduna to Maiduguri during the years. How many years? But today you travel from Lagos to London within 5 hours. From American Airport, you leave American Airport to Jeddah in 4 hours. And the Holy Prophet saw this. Allah revealed things to him from that day till the end of time. And look at it. We have seen a practical translation. This should increase the iman of the mu'min in the Prophet. It should embolden you to know, yes, this great personality, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the greatest of all. If a country, my friend, hate heart, can recognize this, what about believers? Michael H. Hart, a mathematician, an astronomer, an American, in his book, The Handbook, the ranking of the most influential presidents in history. Imagine. Number one on the list, not Jesus Christ, the one he claimed to believe in. Not even his American forefathers. George Washington, Quincy Adams, Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, who fought the American Civil War from 1861 to 64. Not only who? Muhammad al-Mustafa. Why? What I am saying is he was so courageous to recognize this, that Muhammad did the best. What of me? What of you? The believer, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he did prophesy these things, and now we are just dealing with it. يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ وَيَنْقُطُ الْعَمَلِ. Good deeds will be drastically reduced. Good deeds will be so character, minimum. Allahu Akbar. What is happening to this? During the time of Sahaba, you see one man spending his night, being Qiyam al-Layl, crying, sobbing. Man like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was given the assurance of entering the prayer. They were crying. Umar ibn al-Khattab read one ayah, he spent his night crying. Aisha, may Allah deceive all of the Sahaba, said, how I wish Allah created me just an air on the body of an animal. Because how can I face the day of Qiyamah? I have no good deeds to face Allah. Wonderful. If they are those something like this, what of me? A floating foam. So he said, ya kusul amal, good deeds will be too small. Talking, yeah. We talk a lot. So much so that somebody calls us talk shop and not workshop. Are we supposed to be talk shop or workshop? At least it's his own idea. But it's not far from the truth. يَنْقُطُ الْأَمَلِ. Is it commonsensical? Is it conceivable? Is it intelligible? You see people becoming Muslims, coming from Enugu, from Edo, from those of Nigeria, coming down here. They want to be respected. They want to be accommodated. They want to be sheltered. Yet they come and go without things appreciable. Where is Al-Amal? Muslims in Nigeria have been struggling, have been battling to raise 25 billion naira as what we call it, capitalization what? Fee, to start floating bank, giant bank, as a good alternative to the contemporary Nigerian banking system. Up till today, to my knowledge, that amount is yet to be raised. Where is Al-Amal? يَنْقُطُ الْأَمَلِ. He also said, وَيَكْفُرُ الْحَرْجُ. حَرْجُ, هَاءٌ بِالْفَتْحَ, رَاءٌ بِالْسُكُونِ, جِيمٌ مُحَرَّكَةٌ بِالْضَمَّ. الْحَرْجُ. Constant killings will emerge. Assassinations, murders, wanton destructions of human lives. Is it happening or not happening? He did prophesy it. He also said, oh, the asking, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَيُّمَاهُ. What is harj? Because the word al-harj was alien to them, was hitherto alien. Then he explained to them, it means fighting, killing. In one narration, it says al-harj means unjustifiable killing in the terms of the Abyssinian people, Habasha. Because Arabic is a very, very uniquely dynamic, dynamically unique. And any language without dynamism becomes an insect. And then this, look at how the language it says, Al-Majri from Al-Muhajri, Malami Muallim. Allah, Allah, Fadama, Fadalma, Al-Makashi, Al-Miqaf. Similarly, English language, born from Arabic, Elmiya is from Amir, assassination from Al-Hashashiyun. So every language has its dynamic in borrowing and giving out. So the expression Al-Harju was originally Abyssinian, but now Arabized. So he did say, when the time comes to an end, you're going to see these things, and we're just witnessing them. another riwayah in the same chapter. Hadith number 6538. I'm sorry, I have to say this earlier. I don't know, Mr. Chairman. I want to put a request. My lecture is going to be relatively lengthy. I don't know, you will deal with me and cope with me. I don't want to speak longer than necessary. But if I appear now, maybe I want to buy more what I can chew. So please, bear with me. I will try as much as possible to make the time, inshallah. But if I speak longer than necessary, please you understand me. وَالْعُذْرُ إِنَّ كِرَامَ النَّاسِ مَقْبُولٌ. Now, this one says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بين يدي الساعة أياما ينزل فيه الجهل ويرفع فيها العلم ويكفر فيها الحرج. Another narration in the book of affliction, that before the day of reckoning, ignorance will emerge on the land. People with true knowledge of the deed in the very, very calm. Ignorant people will assume leadership. They are the ones to earn people's respect because of what they can give. Those honest scholars who are for what Allah has said will be despised. They will be looked down upon. They will be treated with disdain and scorn. Are we witnessing these things or we are not? At least we are saying this. يكثر الجهل. It is part of jahl. Somebody can come and see a sound hadith and tell you, well, this hadith is a weak hadith, without any recourse to knowledge. An example, one woman in Morocco, being a feminist, so-called feminist, a woman librarian, is that? When it was quoted to her and for her, the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, where the Prophet has said, no people shall prosper if they give leadership, signs of hadith, know of the reliability, acceptability, and authenticity of hadith. But this woman from Blue, nobody knows her in the field of knowledge, is said to have said, or the hadith cannot be applicable in the modern time. And she's applauded for her. She becomes persona grata, not persona non grata. That is al-jahl. Talking with empty hate. Or today we came to adopt paper qualification more than the substance. You see, an ignorance, because I can produce my diploma, my certificate, my BA, my BSc, my LLB, my MBBS in medicine, master's PhD, and Professor Park. That's the man. Give him fatia, he can read. Miskin Ibn al-Masakin. Yaqtur al-Jahl. The very minimum of knowledge is getting to me, to be me. What is real knowledge? قال الإمام ابن القيم العلم قال الله قال رسوله قال الصحابة ليس بالتمويه ما العلم نسبك للخلاف تفاهة بين الرسول وبين رأي فقيه كلا ولا جحد الصفات والاستواء حضرا من التشبيه والتعظيم أو من التعديل والتشبيه. Knowledge to us is the same as Allah has said, the Messenger has said. Not human fantasies. So we say, ignorance will emerge. And in one way in Bukhari, Allah will not take knowledge, will not seize it, will not erase it from the heart of the people with knowledge. No, Allah takes away knowledge by taking away the lives of the scholars of the deen. Until the scholars die, they finish, the ignorant remain, they are the ones to be consulted. They give wrong fatwa, adallu wa adallu. They have gone astray and they have made people to whom they give fatwa to go astray. Nas'alullah as-salamata wal-afiyah. Similarly, there is a riwaya number 6540, still in Bukhari, the Book of Affliction. قال ابن مسعود سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من شرار الناس من تدركهم الساعة وهم أحياء من شرار الناس من تدركهم الساعة وهم أحياء. Among the worst that are morally bankrupt, the worst hit by moral bankruptcy, by licentiousness, by disobeying Allah, are those that will be alive when the Qiyamah is established. In other words, the day of Qiyamah will not be established, but only with the presence of those people are rebellious against Allah. Allah will ask you, don't spare our lives with such a thing. And I made a reference to the ayah in Surah Muhammad, concerning the imagination of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I don't have to go off that. He only said, between my imagination and the establishment of Al-Qiyamah, there between this hand to this, the distance, if you can understand it well, to show us his imagination is one of the big signs of the day of Qiyamah. You see, the ulama have categorized the signs of the day of reckoning. They have collected up to 30 signs, tokens, in other words, 30. 20 are classified as minor signs. 10 are major signs. So scholars are saying those 20 signs are just all over the place. You see women going advertising their beauties, jewelries, zina, children born out of wedlock will be there. People seeking for knowledge for this world. They want to be heard, they want to be known, they want to be applauded. People will be accumulating wealth irrespective of legality or otherwise. People will be imposing themselves as leaders on people. Children will be disrespectful to their parents. Even that a daughter will be as if she is the mother, and the mother the daughter. And telling al amatu rabbataha. The barakah of days will be taken away. About 20 signs, major ones. Minor ones, but the major ones, the major portents are yet to emerge. Like the emergence of Dajjal, the emergence of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, the emergence of Al-Dabba, Nakat Salih, that will come with a staff, it will beat a man and it will be written clearly, mu'min and kafir. La ilaha illallah. Yawm al-Thubul al-Sarai is going to be here before Qiyamah. The emergence of Gog and Magog, Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, their mention is in two places in Quran, Surah Al-Kahf. قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا قال ما مكني ربي خير فأعينني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما آتوني زبر الحديد. I will come with that. In Surah Al-Anbiya, the mention also comes. حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حد ينسلون واقترب الوقت الحق. I will count on that. What I'm saying here, the imagine is going to signify one of the major signs of the day of reckoning. Now, so far so good, some of the ahadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. In Sahih al-Muslim, Muslim also has what he calls كتاب الفتن وأشراط الساعة. Just as his scholar, his Tafsir, because Imam Muslim was a disciple of Imam al-Bukhari. Yes. Okay? But Bukhari, his own collection is more reliable. There is one methodology, one technical term with the scholars of hadith. If they say muttafaqun alayh, what does that mean? Anyone agrees often, but what does that mean? It means kullu hadithin ittafaq ala takhrijih al-Bukhari wa Muslimun an tariq sahabiyyin wahid. This has to be urged. Any hadith that Bukhari and Muslim unanimously agreed upon is translation through Muslim as well has a whole book. كتاب الفتن وأشراط الساعة, the book of afflictions at the end of time and the signs of القيامة. In it he has 28 chapters, two ahead of his own teacher Bukhari. In Bukhari how many chapters? Only 26. Muslim has 28 in the Muslim. Then I will quote some of them. Okay, just one hadith I will quote from the Muslim. In each, he says, باب لا تقوم الساعة حتى يمر الرجل بقبر الرجل فيتمنى أن يكون مكان الميت من البلاء. لا إله إلا الله. This is hadith number 5175 in Sahih Muslim. And it is chapter 18. Bab chapter. Okay? Qiyamah will not be established until a man passes by the grave of his own dead brother and he is forced to wish if he were in the grave because of the intensity of the calamities befalling him. Say, oh, I wish I'm in this grave. Look at how man doesn't want to die. But because of the fitan, subhanAllah, because of the fitan, he will be in this desperate situation wanting to what, die. Similarly, there is another wire to that effect. Qiyamah will not be established until the killer does not know for what reason he has killed. Just killing like this, wantonly, sporadically. لا تقول ساعة حتى لا تقتل سوى قتل ولا المقتل على ما قتل. The killer does not know what he killed. The killed also doesn't know for what he has killed. Confusion. For the time when God is coming to an end. Similarly, hadith number 5218, the hadith of Ibn Umar, chapter 23, in a different place, he has spoken about the emergence of Ad-Dajjal. It's very, very lengthy hadith, because I am shown that it's 20 minutes remaining. Let me quickly go to the one talking about Muslims and what the floating form. Here it talks about the emergence of Dajjal. The Prophet ﷺ says, Dajjal